Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What about the impact of the COVID-19 variants and the climbing numbers of positive tests across Canada? What about the concerns about the availability of vaccines across this nation, which led to the 16-week wait time between vaccination, as determined was okay by NACI? We're the only country in the world so doing. Are Canadians placed at risk by this COVID-19 vaccination policy? Where should vaccination priority then be directed? And then there's the continuing saga of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which, well, the various parameters or demographics which could be vaccinated, who could be vaccinated, changed consistently. We're joined by Professor Suresh Tikku. He's the Director of Vaccinology and Immunotherapeutics at the School of Public Health of the University of Saskatchewan. We've spoken with Professor Tikku in the past. Professor, thank you very much for coming back. And could I get you to please give me your sense of the increased challenges that we're facing because of the variants?
Variants, what is happening is right now is that it looks like variant, about 80%, 80 to 85% of the cases right now happening all over the Canada is because of variants, and mostly prevalent, about 70% is British variant B117. And most striking effect is that it appears that these variants are causing serious illness and hospitalization in young population, about 20 to 50 years, who are mostly essential workers and do not have luxury to work from home.
Now, the essential workers aspect is very important, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, let's go back to what you and I spoke about initially, and this continues. And that is the now still accepted 16-week pause between the first vaccination and the second vaccination for Canadians. The argument's been made they want to get as many first jabs into Canadian arms as possible. But there, do you still have the concerns that you had when we first spoke about the 16-week wait period?
I still have the same concern what I said a couple of weeks ago, is that where is the data? If there is a scientific data, where is the data? Data is for general population. Data is available only up to 7 or 8 weeks of first immunization, but there is no data available which suggests more than 12 weeks. That's number one. And the very latest data coming about delaying this for four months, particularly in old people, is causing really concern, because the data coming from BC, from UK, and from research publications suggest that the old people have weak immune response compared to the young people. The antibodies decline much faster in old people than young people. And the real-world data after 6 weeks suggests that single dose protects about 50 to 55% efficacy in preventing symptoms, whereas two doses in people over 70 years provide about 95% efficacy. And particularly in cancer patients, single dose, most cancer patients largely are completely are unprotected after 5 weeks. And two doses protect about 95% antibodies after 5 weeks. So if you see all this data, which suggests that particularly old people are really, really vulnerable if the delay is kept 4 months.
Professor Tikku, has there been enough response, enough challenge of this 16-week period, you think, in this country by the medical profession and by political leaders?
Yes, I think there have been letters signed by different, I do not know about political leaders, but by the scientists from in Ontario, in Alberta and other provinces, which they have sent to their governments as well as to the NACI, National Advisory Committee on Immunization, providing these data and suggesting that the 4 month duration for 4 month duration for the second immunization should be changed, particularly in particular for the old people. And I think my recollection is that NACI is looking at this time and point, and there may be a good news coming in a week or so.
Well, the good news is only applicable if we have enough vaccines, isn't it?
That is correct. Good news is only applicable if we have vaccines. That is correct, but which I think as at this time and point is not in the hands of the government.
Okay, we could talk about that, but
sure.
we're a little... Well, why do you say that? It's not in the hands of government.
Because there is no production unit in Canada, and all vaccine is being imported. I mean, and so they cannot control that. For example, tomorrow, EU says no vaccine goes out of country, so Canada cannot do anything.
Well, so we should have had production capability, and we do have in certain areas. We've talked to the owner of Nuvax, Dr. Donald Gerson in Montreal, whose facility is ready to go, but the federal government didn't respond to his offer to produce vaccines. So there we have some pushing and pulling at the same time. Let me ask you this. Are Canadians placed at risk by this COVID vaccination policy?
Which policy? I mean...
The 16 weeks. Let's go back to that.
Yes. That is... Yes. Yes. I have said that before. I will repeat that again. Yes,
yeah, please
they are.
Do.
Because there is no real data. Even Pfizer just published or produced the data from their phase 3 clinical trials, and they said that two vaccinations 3 weeks apart protect people, general population, including old, for 6 months.
Yeah.
Two immunizations, not one, 3 weeks apart.
Yeah, the CDC just the other day said that it's okay to get your second dose 4 days early. Then they say if you miss your second vaccine dose, you can receive it up to 6 weeks after the first one for both Pfizer and Moderna, but 6 weeks, not 16 weeks.
That is correct. Because if you see that, and that too, that 6 weeks is based on a lot of data from other vaccinations and vaccination protocols. 2-3 weeks, you can go up and down in those protocols, but just going 4 months is quite long. And to my knowledge, I have never seen such a immunization protocol in my life.
Professor Tiku, let me also ask you about AstraZeneca. That's
sure.
been all over the compass, all 32 compass points, it seems. One demographic is okay at this time, another demographic is okay at that time. People are confused about AstraZeneca, and it doesn't do much for people who have vaccine hesitancy.
Sure.
So what do you make of the AstraZeneca situation?
AstraZeneca, first of all, in Canada, federal government and the provincial government, they better come together, and the expert panels, and give any recommendation with one voice. Health Canada is saying something else, NACI is saying something else, and then provinces are doing something else. It has created a lot of problem, particularly for AstraZeneca vaccine. And it's difficult to blame people if they lose confidence in AstraZeneca vaccine, because in 3 weeks there have been three recommendations.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.